Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
Hey!
Asa Gray.
Hello.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Why am I here again?
Because we're going to briefly mention Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And we like you.
Well, yeah, try convincing her of that. It's really hard.
Aww.
I like you.
All right, so go ahead and jump right in here. Matt Reeves has officially been announced to direct the new Batman movie instead of Ben Affleck.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, I would still probably see the movie because it's Batman, and Ben Affleck did a, like, he was the one redeeming quality of Batman v Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since they announced that Ben Affleck won't be directing the film,
Yeah. Which makes sense. That's a lot to take on as a writer, star, and director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, maybe he'll still have, like, good input, though, and can, like, steer it in a good way and keep it from crashing.
Hopefully. And I mean, hopefully just, the real issue is WB. Just
stay away.
Stay away.
Yeah.
Let no it happen. Touchy.
Because I haven't seen them, but I've heard good things about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, because he's the one who did, he directed those.
Yeah.
It's not like I actively avoided them, it's just I never got around to seeing them. But
yeah, they never appealed to me.
People that I talked to that have seen them said they were good action movies.
Yeah, like I've heard they were great popcorn movies. I own one or two of them just because, like, you know, Hastings deals here and there. Like, oh, I've heard this movie is good, and I need another one to get it for a penny.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why not? I just haven't watched them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So, like I said, I'll probably still see this.
I
might just wait for, like, a $5 Tuesday or something like that.
And that's what I did with
the DVD release.
That's what I did with Lego Batman and John Wick 2. Like, I saw both of those in the same day. So, I mean, I'll still see it in theaters because it's a Batman movie and I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it won't be as good as Lego Batman, but...
More than likely not. Like, most certainly not.
Because that movie was great.
It was.
So good. All right. Samurai Jack Season 5. We got an official sneak peek for that. And I know, like, that's one of my greatest shames. Like, I never watched Samurai Jack as much as I wanted to when I was a kid.
I'm right there with you.
Oh, my gosh.
We have the same story of, oh, it's on Netflix. It's on my list. I'll start it. And then come back 3 days later. Why isn't Samurai Jack on here?
So am I like the only one that watched it a lot?
Yep, seems to be.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, well, like it's awesome, and I'm excited, and I know my brother's stoked about it.
Whenever it was on Netflix, like I said, I had all of the intent to just sit down and just binge it. It just...
Other stuff was coming out, and I was in the middle of other shows.
No.
It was going to get its time.
These are just half an hour shows, too. You can fit that in.
That's why I'm mad. Because I knew I was going to start it, and I wasn't going to want to stop it. So I was like, okay, well, I'll finish probably like Supernatural or something stupid that...
That doesn't end.
I know.
Come on now.
I'm on your side here. I'm wrong.
Okay.
We understand that what we did was incorrect.
They said they were wrong.
It's the same thing with like Adventure Time and Avatar.
Yeah, those are on my back burner, too.
Both of those were on Netflix.
Amazon's on Amazon. Avatar is on Amazon. If you have Prime.
Yeah.
I ain't got Prime.
You know people that have Prime.
That's true.
Avatar the Last Airbender and Korra. Both of them
are fine. My roommate sent me a Snapchat and he said, well, this is what I'm doing with my day. And it was the Korra box set.
They're actually like both at Walmart for like 20 or 30 bucks. I think 30 for like all seasons like of each box.
Solid deal.
I'm done.
Yeah.
But...
I'm too broke. It's bad.
Spending $60 on a like Avatar while worth it is difficult at the moment.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Especially I got like the Nintendo Switch coming out, but more on that later. Moving past Samurai Jack, Ewan Rayon from Game of Thrones has been cast as Maximus in Marvel's Inhumans, the new ABC show coming up that might be replacing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I don't know who that is.
Because
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
He is one of like the characters that you go from loving to hate to actually hating and wish he would just disappear forever.
Ooh.
But not because
he has a good bad twist then.
Well, no, in my opinion, he is around way longer than he needed to be.
Oh,
yes,
so
but if they truly get you to hate a character, though, they've done a good job.
But is it you're hating like the character because like, oh no, that's a good bad character, or is it just like, I hate this character because he's making the show worse?
That
okay?
Because when I get a good bad character, I tend to love the character.
Right.
As opposed to hate the character.
Well, this seems like it's more of a...
Yeah, because he was actively like... And I mean, it wasn't his fault. Like, the way the writers were doing it, he was actively setting back plot progression for other characters.
That's annoying.
To make him, like, extra evil. And he was doing things that were just, like, pure shock value, like, towards the end of it. Like, there for a while, yeah, he was just that perfect, like, I hate this guy so much. Oh, my God.
Like Joffrey.
Yeah.
Like Joffrey was, everyone hated Joffrey, but at the same time, you're going to be paying attention when he's on the screen.
Yep.
You're not rolling your eyes like, this dude again.
Yep.
We call that X-Pac heat on Wednesday.
So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the same thing, because yeah, his character is just, he's in there too long. Like, he's in there too long, and it's not good. And when he finally goes out, it is really satisfying, especially the way he's taken out.
Mm-hmm.
It's super satisfying, but it just...
It took too long to get there.
I'd say Game of Thrones, spoiler alert, but it's Game of Thrones. Someone died. What?
No. Really?
Because I also haven't seen any of Game of Thrones. But
yeah, I haven't watched any of it either.
The reaction I saw when it got announced was like immensely, like overwhelmingly positive. Like, oh, he's such a creepy scumbag.
Yep.
He's going to do so great as this kind of underhanded, shady scumbag.
Because that's the thing. Like, I don't blame the writing on him. Like, he did that character flawlessly. And he did great with what he was handed. It was just, you know, there's only so much you can do when people hand you a pile of feces.
Right.
There's not much you can do with that.
Yeah.
So, either way, I think it'll be great because Maximus, for those of you that don't know much about the Inhumans, I honestly, in fairness, don't know a whole lot about this dude either. I know that he is Black Bolt's brother. And Black Bolt is the king of the Inhumans, basically. He is one of the most powerful people in the Marvel Universe.
Yep.
Oh.
And his brother, Maximus, is kind of the bad guy. He almost is like, he is to Black Bolt what Loki is to Thor.
Okay.
Is probably a good way to put that.
Yes. Or even like Ocean Master to Aquaman.
Yeah.
For the DC side of things.
Yep. If
it's
you're...
There's just that trope of jealous younger sibling wants the royal, wants the crown for himself.
I gotcha.
Yep. And yeah, I mean, that's exactly correct.
And the only reason I know that one is because of the episode of Ultimate Spider-Man he was in.
And I watched Ultimate Spider-Man. I just don't remember that. But either way.
They had Karnak in it.
I do like Karnak a lot.
Woo!
That is such a cool character.
Mm-hmm.
His inhuman ability is that he can see the weakness in anything.
Dang.
So combine that with like, oh, and he's been trained by like martial artist monks.
Shaolin monks.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and all this other stuff.
So don't anger him and don't try to fight him.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Uh-huh. Because he basically, like, whenever he fights people, he goes for, like, their nerve points.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And just starts shutting down limbs and stuff.
Ah!
Yeah.
So he goes all Spock on them.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, the only person that I've seen him, like, lose to in a fight in the comic books is Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because Daredevil has a cheat code.
It was Daredevil's book.
Yep, that was the cheat code.
Couldn't it be? He was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that radar sense would really benefit him there. No, it's because it was in a Daredevil book. That's the reason Karnak lost.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine with it.
Oh, yeah, I am too. It was a really cool scene to watch, just in general, or read, I guess, in that respect. But either way, it'll be fun. It'll be cool. I'm excited about this Inhuman show. I don't want it to replace Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I want it to go simultaneously because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., especially this season, has just been killing it.
It's another one I need to go back and finish.
Yes.
Never seen.
Same here.
Oh, it's
It'll
so
be
good.
Gone soon. Better get
it
on
might
it.
Be. Who knows? Because they have that deal with Netflix now where when the season ends, like season two popped up like a month after it went off the air.
Yeah.
So it was, it's just season two was kind of a trudge for me. And now that I'm in season three and I'm liking it, but then like The Magician started and all of those FX shows dropped at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a Marvel show came out too.
Just got
so it's just kind of, like one of the Netflix Marvel shows. I think it was either Luke Cage or Jessica Jones. So I got sidetracked and I just haven't gone back yet.
Yeah. What are you going to do when Iron Fist comes out?
Drop
everything?
He'll just drop everything.
Call in sick.
We're not even going to hear from Asa for like.
No,
a day and a half.
Just stay
we'll binge watch
for
it all.
However long
day.
It takes to watch the whole thing.
I'll turn my phone off. I will start Iron Fist.
And he will not move.
I will finish Iron Fist, and then I'll join.
He might pause between episodes to consume something and use the bathroom.
He's going
to
make his roommate order him food. Like, he's not even going to. He's
just going to throw money out the door.
Just, yeah.
Just pay him. Just here. Okay.
Yeah, because Asa and I did the same thing when Luke Cage came out. Just like, all right, and time to start watching. That was a wonderful season.
Yep.
It went real fast.
Yeah, it did.
That's season two of Daredevil, I don't think it even took us 2 days to do. Like, we watched all of it, but like the last two episodes, I think. That's like, okay, we need to take a break.
No breaks. Nope. That's for casuals.
Right.
No, well,
oh, God, I don't even know what I'm on.
And I sometimes fall asleep, so.
That's fair.
Sleep is for the weak.
I am weak. Again, what of it?
We've established casual. That's fine. Not everybody is pro like Asa and I.
Now, unless it's a show that I can put on in the background and not worry about focusing 100% on. Because
like you
I'm
can't
doing
do that
stuff.
With Daredevil, though.
No. I mean, no. There's
so
you
many
can't.
Just subtle and even just beautiful. Well,
you know, I try and come and do work, and they're like, hey, there's Daredevil on Netflix. And I'm like, what? Okay. I had to have that done? Nope. Not anymore.
Nope. Now I don't. All right. So, either way. Patrick Stewart retiring from X-Men. He was announced with the release of Logan. So I guess Logan is the last time we're going to see him as Xavier.
He's pretty damn old, though.
He is getting pretty old, but he stopped aging 20 years ago. So that doesn't matter.
He still looks younger than in this episode of Star Trek that aired in the 90s where they aged him 20 years. And they put like the makeup on him.
Yep.
They probably look back then like, wow, we didn't do good.
We were way off.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I always like seeing some of that because I can't remember her name of the actress from Back to the Future. She still
Leah Thompson.
Leah Thompson. Yeah, she still looks better now.
Yeah.
Like
15 years older than what they aged
her
to. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sad to see him go because he was.
He was a great Professor X.
I love the story of the first time they showed him a comic book, an X-Men comic book, and he's like, why did they take me? Like, why am I in this book?
Uh-huh.
What is this? The thing that bugs me is there's a scene in Logan that they put in the trailer that makes me think something's going to happen.
And I'm going to cry.
And now he's announced that he's retired from the movies.
Uh-huh.
And if he would have held off on that announcement like 2 months... I think that would have been a lot better timing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously we're not going to get him in a Logan 2 sequel.
Yeah.
Logan 2, either way, we're not going to see him in another Logan movie if we get another Logan movie. Because I still don't know exactly how this is going to be placed in the timeline.
Right? Yeah.
Because it looks like it's well after even X3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like it's well after everything.
Yeah. So
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll find out next week because I think it releases this Friday.
I'm
not emotionally ready for this.
I mean, I'll want to see it.
Oh, like, no, I definitely want to see it. I'm budgeting everything in my head of like, okay, so this is coming out. This is coming out.
See, I still haven't seen Lego Batman, so I still have movie fundage at the moment.
I could just pass on them like a responsible adult.
No.
But no?
No. No.
That's a silly plan. We need to talk to Warenberg and see if we can get...
some kind of sponsorship.
Can we get
deal?
Some type of deal we'll review and plug?
Show
them the picture.
I might try that. We'll see how it goes. Because I know...
I like that picture.
That old Rage 103.7 radio show, Nerd Word, they had a deal with a movie theater where because they were reviewing the movies for the radio, they got to watch them for free.
That would be amazing.
Well, yeah.
I doubt they'd let us all in, though.
Oh, yeah, no, they only let 3 of them go, so...
Still, that's...
It's still 3 free tickets.
Yeah, and then everyone just split the other tickets.
Yeah.
Because that'd be fair, you can't just take 3 of you free.
Do the...
Or you take turns.
All right, like that.
You
okay.
Do the thing where it's like, okay, you go outside, you take 2 tickets, and you hand one to your friend, and you come back. I'm just remember that It's Always Sunny, that 70s show bit.
Oh.
Where they try to sneak into the Packers game. And they just keep getting it wrong. It's...
All right, so
good times.
We'll have a review for you guys next Sunday because I'll almost certainly see it on Friday because I'm not responsible because that's payday.
Plus
so,
Logan.
Yeah,
it's
Logan. It is Logan. I do want to see it real bad. Other movies that I will probably want to see depending on how this Batman movie goes. There's going to be a Nightwing spinoff solo movie that was announced today.
I'll see it. Don't care. Just like Wonder Woman, I'll see it.
I'll wait till after I see some trailers, but I am intrigued.
I mean, we don't have any information on it other than that it's going
to
happen.
I'm going to have to see Batman.
That's where
fair enough.
How they handle Batman is going to be a very telling
I feel like Dalton will go see it with me.
Dalton's drooling.
Yeah,
all
that's it's fine. We'll go, Dalton. Don't worry.
That's actually why Dalton's not on the show tonight. Is he's in line waiting for the results? he's doing what I did for John Wick 3. Like he's in the middle of an argument with the manager. Like, no, you cannot wait in line for a movie that hasn't even really been announced yet.
Right.
Like at least Nightwing's been announced.
Save me a spot. I will be there.
So, yeah, that's. I'll have to see a Batman because if Batman is great, Batman will determine whether or not this is a full price ticket, $5, or wait for the Blu-ray.
Yep.
Like, it, we'll just have to see how it goes. Because I do love Nightwing. I love that character so much. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. WB has proven time and time again that can make even good characters into bad movies.
Yep.
Very much
so. Is there a set date for Batman? Is that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
especially since they just got the director.
Yeah, like, they just got another director, yeah. And they're doing another rewrite on the script. So
I feel
yeah.
like they're not as good with timelines as other properties.
No. So Nightwing's probably going to be like 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said.
That's weird.
80% of this is because of WB. Like they want to meddle so hard. They're like, guys, we have to do something to catch up to Marvel's cinematic, mm-hmm. and it's just they're not.
No.
Then look at the Disney format. You know?
Yeah.
It just, when you get a new property, you stay out of it and let the people that know what they're doing do their thing.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, Marvel is also very bad about that, about like interfering with storytelling stuff. It's just the end product makes it okay.
Fair enough.
Because like Kevin Feige, because even Edgar Wright talking about Ant-Man,
mm-hmm.
like he wanted to do almost an entirely different movie, but everything had to line up with
the rest of
the rest of the universe. So they had to change some things.
Which that does tie their hands a
bit. And even Joss Whedon talking about like the Avengers 2,
mm-hmm.
like it was kind of a nightmare for him. So I mean, Marvel's not innocent. It's just
they do it way
better. At least pull it off.
Yeah.
They know how to make magic work.
Well, because I think a lot of the issue is like, and it's slightly different with Marvel because Marvel has an overarching story they want to tell.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference between WB just like, no, we want to go in a different direction with this movie because this was really popular and this wasn't. And so I feel like it's slightly different in that
respect.
They're
not treating all their characters in the same universe.
Right.
Yeah.
Should be done in that way.
So yeah, Marvel has a big story they want to tell, so all the movies have to conform to that story.
Mm-hmm.
WB wants to sell more tickets, and they're trying desperately to figure out how.
Yeah.
So
it's just gross.
It is gross. WB is gross. All right, so some comic book news. Gambit, for X-Men fans out there, I know he's one of my favorite characters,
mm-hmm.
is making a return to comic books.
Woohoo!
In an X-Men team.
I was going to say, because he was in the middle of a Deadpool versus Gambit series is going on, or just ended, or...
I don't think it went long. Mm-hmm. I had no interest in it as much as I like Gambit.
Yeah, I think
like
I
those
had,
Deadpool versus books are just eh.
I think I bought the first one just because it was a number one and it was Gambit, but yeah. I don't even know if I read it.
I didn't even buy the first one. I was just completely uninterested.
Right.
As much as I like Gambit, I just don't like
those team up books.
Yeah, the versus books. The only one that's been good so far was Spider-Man Deadpool. And even that one.
Can we talk about Spider-Man Deadpool for 1 second again? Because just tell the story. Just tell the story. You have a really good story, and then, oh, cliffhanger. You want to wait 3 months so we can tell these like guest writers?
Mm-hmm.
No, stop it. Just
tell the story.
Put those in the back of the issue. After you tell me the real story, I will gladly read Penn Jillette write a Spider-Man Deadpool story. Happily. But not when it's like, oh, want to see what happens next because like three people are about to die? Yeah, please. But wouldn't you rather see Deadpool try to beat Penn and Teller in a game of poker?
No.
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 No, I wouldn't.
Like, yeah, I do want to see that, but not right now.
Maybe later.
Sorry.
No, yeah, you're right. That's the one downside of that Spider-Man Deadpool book is that we're at like a 30-70 split
mm-hmm.
of percentage of books that have been actual storyline and guest writers.
What is it, like issue 13 just came out?
Yeah.
And we've had maybe 5 guest books?
Yep. We've had two Yeesh. Of them by Penn.
Yep.
And they did, like, I couldn't even...
Scott Aukerman did one, which I was super excited at the time because it was like the third issue.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. And I like Scott Aukerman. He's really funny.
Yep.
He wrote in that Spider-Man's favorite TV show is his show, And that's canon.
And the, yeah, some of them are funny. I honestly couldn't bring myself to finish the second pin book where they were playing poker.
Yeah.
Because, like, that whole poker scene was just, okay, we're going to move past this because I'm just going to keep talking.
Fourth wall, just, no. Okay,
yeah, no, they went, like, full, like...
Too much.
Yeah, they went full, like, well, I'm, annoying Deadpool.
I'm the one writing the book, so of course you're going to lose. Yep. Like, they were arguing, yeah.
They were arguing meta fourth wall breaking, and it was awful. It was terrible. So, anyway...
No, thank you.
Speaking of terrible decisions in writing that's making me cancel books, Joker is coming to Batman Beyond.
I'm sorry.
And that officially clinches me canceling that book.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love the Joker, I don't care like how you're going to try and write the Joker into this future Batman book.
Right.
Like,
I agree. I don't know if I'll cancel it yet because I liked how they had it framed. Because there's this big tease about the Joker in the first arc.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that a lot. But the way that Joker was written by Scott Snyder in that New 52 run, I don't want to see anybody else write the Joker unless it's like a huge event. So like if Andy King, like if he brings him into his Batman run.
Tom King.
Why did I say Andy King? So if Tom King writes him into his run, I'll be super stoked. Because King is an amazing author as well, and his Batman book is great.
I have a bone to pick with King. Did you see his ranking list for the most, like the best
Batman fighters?
Like he ranked the Bat family by combat prowess.
What?
Like, who's the toughest?
Yeah. So we'll just spend a quick second talking about this because it's
almost
kind of ridiculous.
Guess who's right is one.
He puts number. All right, we'll start. We'll go from the bottom with number 10. Okay. Number 10 is Tim Drake.
Fair.
I disagree, you'll see why whenever you see some of the other people he puts in this list, because number 9 is Stephanie Brown, one of the
Robin. The girl Robin.
Yeah.
Well, she's in the Detective Comics book.
Is she spoiler?
Yeah, spoiler.
Okay, I'm... Keep going, because I'll...
Okay. 8 is Duke.
Take it all in.
The new yellow suit Robin.
I don't see Duke being better than anyone except for maybe Drake. Except Tim Drake.
I don't even... Drake was trained by Batman for years.
He was, but he was also... To me, he was always the brainiest Robin. He could very clearly hold his own on a physical standpoint. Like, I'm not debating that he's not a great fighter, but his specialty has always been more...
He's a detective.
He's a detective.
Like, he is the most detective of the Robins.
Right.
But the thing that I dislike about that with Duke, anyway, Duke has not trained with Batman at all.
Yeah, hardly anything.
Like, yeah, he's done, like, some scenario stuff, but Tim has been trained by Batman for years.
We're actually in the middle of a story arc where he's, like, just not great at being Batman's second.
Yep.
I don't know who Duke is.
He's a new character. Yeah. Okay. He got introduced at the end of the New 52 run. Yep.
Okay, so I'm not completely
dumb. Yeah, he was basically the best.
Because so far, everyone else you've said, I know.
Yeah.
He was the leader of, like, this group of Robins that kind of assembled themselves to help out Batman.
Gotcha.
I think, you know, he actually made his debut in Zero Year. So it was, like, midway through the New 52 run.
Okay. So stuff I haven't looked at all.
Yeah,
so,
and
okay.
So, but he has actually been, like, at the end of the New 52 run, that's when Batman recruits him.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, anyway... Jason Todd, number 7.
I'll have to see who else is on it.
Helena Wayne at number 6.
Helena Wayne?
Yeah.
Who's
that's
Helena
Wayne? Huntress.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That is Batman and Catwoman's daughter from Earth 2.
Yeah. I know it from Birds of Prey.
I'm not familiar enough with her as a character, like especially that Earth 2 version.
Yeah, in my opinion, she's not a strong fighter.
Like that's a great pedigree, but I don't know enough to debate it.
Like she's not a super strong fighter. She just uses the crossbows and she's not afraid to kill people.
Yeah,
That's what makes her kind of like dangerous ish. Yeah, formidable. That's a good word. Number 5, Kate Kane.
I don't know this character either.
Batwoman.
Okay.
That's Bruce's cousin.
I would put her in the top 5.
I would too. She's good.
Because she was trained by Batman and like super army special forces.
Yep. So yeah, like she was in the army for a while. Like, yeah. It makes sense. Like she's really good. She's also one of the best like tactical minds in the Bat family. Number 4, Damian Wayne.
Yeah.
So Batman's son. Yeah, no, Again, he was trained like
Ra's
super
Ra's al Ghul and then Batman.
And also incredible pedigree, like you know, son of Batman, daughter or son
of
Talia al Ghul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Number three,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Wayne.
Bye.
What?
That's all with the show.
What?
Yeah. That's like I said, bone to pick with Tom King.
Bone picked. Can we bring back the weekly rant?
Number two, Dick Grayson. And number
one. Not
better
than Batman?
No.
No, not better than Batman.
No.
And number one, Cassandra Cain, Orphan.
Okay, that one.
She has a little bit of a cheat code in that ability to like see or perceive
I don't think she should be on the list because she's technically like a borderline metahuman.
Right.
So.
So it's one of those things like
so
I could
Batman
see, but
should, I could see her being like top four given that reason.
But Batman has beaten her in a fight.
Batman's trained like
all of these people.
Number three.
He's number three on the list for combat prowess. Even like I could.
He definitely should be getting. Should not be getting beaten by Dick.
Right.
No.
Batman has.
I love
Dick.
Him, but no.
Yeah.
I'm so glad Dalton's not here.
Right.
I mean, part of me wants to know, like, deep down that he knows that, you know, no, I mean, Nightwing is a great character,
but
he's not a better fighter than Batman.
No.
Especially not post-New 52.
No.
Like, towards the end of New 52, before he got, like, that full body rejuvenation,
mm-hmm.
like, then you could almost have an argument for, well, Bruce is getting kind of old, he's getting kind of sluggish.
Yeah.
But after New 52, and they completely, like, regenerated his body to peak physical form.
Nope. Right. No.
Yeah. No, Dick can't, like... Dick would get his, like, anus handed to him.
Yeah. Like, I just...
But he's younger and blah, blah, blah.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know
but
what
Batman
would say.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Like, and it's one of those things, like, I would still put Tim at, like, way higher than 10.
Given the rest of that list, like, I would maybe put Huntress below him, but again, that's just because I don't know the character that well. If you switch 1 and 3, I would say that's a really good list.
Yeah, like I would be okay with it minus Tim, because I would say Tim is at the very least he's a better fighter than Stephanie and Duke, and probably a better fighter than Helena.
Oh yeah, and yeah, put Duke at 10, and
I would say Duke, Helena, Stephanie, and then Tim.
I'd give you that because Stephanie wasn't that.
Because I think Tim.
I just don't know that much about Stephanie.
Because yeah,
same
mean,
here.
Tim is the weakest of the Robins.
Right.
Like hand combat anyway.
Yeah.
What he makes up for that, like he's smarter than all of them.
Right.
So he's better in the field. He's got some technology stuff. He's got a plan before he goes in. He fights a whole lot like Batman, except you know he just doesn't fight as well as Batman.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. No.
But Batman's at number three.
Number three. Batman is at number three on the list. So, all right. So I'm sorry for that rant, people out there that didn't care about this list at all.
If you don't care about a ranking of the Batman fighters, why are you listening to a show called Nerd Up?
It's entirely fair.
This is on you.
If you disagree, just tweet us, like Facebook or something like that.
No, okay, go on Facebook.
Because I'm curious.
When we post this on the Facebook page, I want to know, what's your rationale but with Batman not being number one? For people who agree with the list.
Yeah.
Or if you agree with us, let us know.
We also like to know.
I want to feel better about myself.
Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Actually, I'm going to post this thing to the PZ85 page. I'm going to get some responses.
Yes.
We're going to see what people think here. Because I do not agree with that list. And I love Tom King's Batman run so far. Do not agree with that list at all. Not even a little bit. Okay, a little bit. But... just
some
that,
of it was really good.
Not
was,
Batman is number
good,
three.
No, Batman that, can't be number three.
Batman cannot be number three on a list of Batman combat prowess, Bat family combat prowess.
It's the Bat family. He's the fucking Bat. He puts the Bat in Bat family. What? The,
Without like him, there would be no pills. Bat family.
Right.
All right. So moving on, the last little bit of comic book news I've got. For those of you that have been really curious, like myself and Asa to an extent, What made Thor unworthy? What did Fury whisper to Thor that made him drop his hammer?
Mm-hmm.
We've had the Unworthy Thor book going now for a few months. It's on issue number 4 currently.
Mm-hmm.
On issue number 5, we're finally going to find out what made Thor unworthy to hold his own hammer.
Sounds pretty intense.
Yes, I am excited because the Unworthy Thor book has actually been really good. I've been really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm 2 issues behind. Because it's a very high learning curve, for lack of a better term. It drops you into issue one thinking you're way caught up with everything Thor and Asgard.
Yeah.
And I was not, so that kind of was kind of jarring. But I've been able to piece together certain things as you go.
Yep.
But yeah, it's interesting, and this is a thing that I've been curious about since I heard it happened.
Yep. Yeah, me too. So,
so I'm glad that we're finally getting an answer, especially yep. since this, I think issue five is the last issue.
Because, oh, I think it's a six shot.
I thought it was supposed to be a six shot, but then they dropped it to five.
Okay, that might be true. We'll see.
I'll double check that.
Yeah, and then I'm sure it'll go to, like, his own new book.
I hope so, but that, because there was that, we talked about it a few months ago when they got the new artist, and it went from an ongoing series to a, because that was originally supposed to be his new book.
Right.
And now it's just a miniseries.
Because, I mean, they're concluding it, and he'll have the hammer back at the end of it, I'm assuming.
Will he?
I guess that's fair. We'll have to see. Yeah. Anyway, we'll find out. Yeah, it'll be March 22nd, I believe, for that book. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're wanting to get caught up on Unworthy Thor, I'm pretty sure you can still get most of those issues from Villainous Grounds up in Perryville.
I think so.
You might have trouble getting the first issue, but I'm confident they have the other ones.
Two and three, yeah.
And
four.
And
four is out.
Yes, four is out. So if you guys want to check those out, head up to Villainous Grounds, give them a shout out.
It's the best place.
It is the best place. They have coffee there too. It's delicious. Yes. All right, so video game news. It wouldn't be Nerd Up without some Overwatch stuff. We got a couple of little new tidbits of information. First, they ran this little ad on there through their Twitter about Effie Alladell. It's this 11-year-old super genius from Numbani. And I'm sorry for those of you that don't play Overwatch and have no idea what I'm talking about.
Me.
It's kind of like future Brazil in Numbani. And they run this article. She's just this like super genius with robotics. Mm-hmm. She builds like androids, drones, all this cool stuff. And then the next thing we see is a news article about a special alert from an attack on Numbani.
On the Numbani airport,
which is where the map is in the game.
Did you see some of the responses, because all of this was through Overwatch's Twitter. Mm-hmm. Did you see some of the responses of people saying, like, why isn't CNN covering this?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Because the way it's presented is breaking news, you know, firefight breaks out in Numbani Airport.
You know how I was mentioning earlier about all the stupid just needs to stop before?
I hope that those were jokes.
I don't think some of them were.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Sure, like the Overwatch forums.
Well, we'll wait till we get the Trump
Donald,
tweet.
I was about to say Donald Trump's going to tweet out about it. Like news agencies aren't reporting on this airport attack. Yeah. Sad.
Because like the Overwatch forum, like the Blizzard forum, it was like we need a Numbani flag overlay for our Facebook profile pictures. Like it was like some of those were funny and those were clearly done in jest. But I think it's just dumb people on Twitter, like, reacting to what looks like an actual news story.
Yeah, because, and Numbani is, like, unmanned. It's all robots.
Yeah, because I think they talk about, like, no one was actually hurt. It's just a bunch of, like, robots were destroyed. A bunch of the Omnics were destroyed.
Yes, because there are Omnic guards and stuff like that all set up. Then on the PTR, they changed the map. Because Numbani Airport is where the map is for, it's an escort mission. You're escorting a car that is containing the Doomfist Gauntlet. And now on the PTR, you can see all this damage and stuff like that. There's like a robot slammed into a wall.
The spawn rooms are just melee. I think there's some ongoing damage like throughout the actual level itself.
Yep. And then once you get to the car that you were previously escorting,
the payload.
The payload. Mm-hmm. You were escorting the Doomfist Gauntlet. The Doomfist Gauntlet, like that little the dome that was covering it, has been shattered, and the gauntlet's missing.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty cool, though.
Doomfist coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Because my whole theory, whenever they showed, because they did Effie Alladell ad, and then it was like the next day, I think, was the...
it was all done over like the 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, it wasn't long afterward. And we were like, who is Effie Alladell? And my guess was like, I'm betting she's building the Doomfist outfit. That's still what I'm banking on.
I don't know if it was a theory or if it's confirmed, but she's like one of the Doomfist's daughters.
I think I heard that too.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's actual like... confirmed story or not.
Yeah,
or
I haven't looked into that. Because I didn't know we had any other lore on... All we know about Doomfist from the lore is that there have been several of them.
It's a title. It's not an actual name.
It's whoever's holding the gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And the gauntlet's been changed and improved over the years.
Because the new theory is that we're probably going to get Effie first and she will be in like maybe a diva style mech suit. Maybe she'll send out drones and robots to do stuff for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then eventually go into Doomfist itself.
Might get both at the same time.
Oh, that would be so great. We've only gotten two characters so far.
Yep, and I'd really like some more to get this game fresh
and
again.
And I feel like Sombra was kind of a bust.
Yep. I like her.
She's not quite viable yet.
Right, they just need to balance her out a little bit, or maybe people just need to figure out how to play her, because she's definitely not.
That could be it.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, I am awful with her.
Well, and it's one of those things, like, on like people talk about, like, they can outflank people and still not do enough damage to actually get the kill. So even if you're outplaying the other person, the damage output just isn't quite there. I really like the idea that someone had on Reddit where they're like, if hacked enemies should take increased damage from her.
Similar to, like, I saw that, similar like a Discord orb.
Because then that way, that outplaying them really gives you a bonus.
Yeah.
Because I remember one of my terrible plays with Sombra, like I was trying to take out a sniper. Mm-hmm. This was on Mystery Heroes, the only reason I had her. And I was trying to take out a Widowmaker, and I made it all the way up behind her. And then I just started shooting for her head. Mm-hmm. And she actually managed to kill me with her machine gun before I could finish her off.
Yeah.
Dang. Because it was just so little damage. She used to kill people before, didn't they?
Do what?
When she first came out, can you like murder people with one clip in her gun?
I mean, you can, but they all have to be pretty much headshots on certain characters. Like, it's just... And I mean, I'm willing to admit that maybe I'm just not good with the spread on her gun.
And honestly, that wouldn't be an issue, but she's a DPS character.
Right. Like, she's supposed to be DPS.
And her damage output just isn't there. Nope.
Like, the EMP is still really, really useful, devastating for grabbing a point, but yeah, she's just not, like, outside of her ult, she is not a useful character, and it's unfortunate. But anyway, so hopefully we'll get both of those, and honestly, like, I need me some Terry Crews Doomfist action.
Oh, please. Please.
Like, that will be my main forever. You will not be able to talk me into playing anybody else. Like, I will always be Doomfist playing, like, just mashing the emote button. Like, you know, everybody was tired of Can't Stop, Won't Stop from Ezio.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I don't know what Terry Crews is going to say, but it's going to be spammed like that all the time. So,
did you say Ezio?
Yeah.
Lucio.
I thought I said Lucio.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure you said Ezio.
Whoops. Lucio. Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Speaking of new characters in Overwatch.
That would be a really interesting announcement. Talk about people that would be underpowered in this universe.
Yeah.
A little bit. So, another video game news. Ken Levine. Anybody out there that knows me or has even listened to most of these shows knows that I am a huge fan of the BioShock franchise. Minus BioShock 2. We just kind of pretend that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. The Irrational Games ones. BioShock and BioShock Infinite. Ken Levine of Irrational Games... He was the former head, separated a while back after BioShock Infinite. Said that was his last BioShock game. That was his last game with Irrational Games. Disbanded the group. Made his own studio. And we finally got a title for it. It is called Ghost Story. That is Ken Levine's new studio. He is working on a new game. They don't have much detail. All we know is new immersive sci-fi game with RPG elements.
Hmm.
Which... Does not...
kind of. I mean, it doesn't narrow it down.
No.
But it definitely sounds like his kind of bread and butter.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he's all about sci-fi stuff. He's all about RPG elements.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to buy it because BioShock and BioShock Infinite were so good.
Like, I still need to... Now that I have this store credit, I might end up picking up the collection.
It's worth it.
Because I have... Because I just... It's another one of my gaming shames. I just haven't had a chance to... I think I rented BioShock, and I wasn't real good at it, but I didn't spend a whole lot of time with it to really get used to stuff, so.
Right, and it's one of those things, like, if you want to just play through it, if you play through it on easy.
Mm-hmm. Just to get the story.
Just to get the story. And the only real difference in the difficulty levels,
mm-hmm.
like, the main difference is the amount of supplies you find.
Yeah.
So the only difference between, like, anybody out there that wants to jump in this game, the main, like, and you feel bad playing a game on easy,
mm-hmm.
like, Trevor, I know that he doesn't care about me saying this on the air. I hope he doesn't. He'll text me if he does. He played through it on easy, and I remember seeing it, and everything was pretty much the same, except he always had, like, a wheelbarrow full of ammo.
Yeah.
And I was playing it on hard. And I spent most of the game running around with the wrench because my pistol rounds are so precious that I didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah. Nope, I'll play on easy. It's fine.
Yeah, that sounds like what I'll end up doing.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and like there's no shame in that. Like the story is good enough. Like I want people to experience the story however they can. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with like Fire Emblem. There are some people out there that are purists. Like, no, you have to play on classic mode and like hard and, you know, like permadeath.
Let them die.
That's how I play. Mm-hmm. I want other people to enjoy this franchise and the story.
So he has someone to talk to about it.
So adding the casual mode is just... Yeah. So it just makes it more accessible.
So that Lindsay doesn't just throw down the controller and say, nope, I'm going to go draw now.
It makes me so mad, but I have to play it that way. That's how I am. Like, I have to play it that way. And like, I will restart that level 18 times so I don't lose my person.
And that's how I play it. That's how Mandy plays it.
Right.
That doesn't have to be
how Stephanie played it.
Yes.
We talked about it because I was like, so what's the difference between casual mode? Because you're just restarting so you don't lose the character. Yeah. You could just play on casual mode, then you wouldn't have to restart it.
We're not used to those perks.
Then it removes the challenge.
Does it, though?
Yes.
Well, yeah, you can just send your character, and you die, I'll just get you back later, you're fine.
You can still try to not kill them.
I would just, no. Shining Force, I would just be like, all right, you'll probably die, but you'll be a great target while we murder them from behind.
That's like, I'm really tempted to do a Nuzlocke on one of my old Pokemon games, but I know I'm going to get mad because I've never released a Pokemon in my life, and I'll have to if it dies. I thought about cheating and just having the, you're the dead box, and I will put you in my bank later.
That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to release it, but I really kind of want to take the challenge because I haven't done it.
I've done a couple of Nuzlocke runs. I never make it all the way through, but it's always really fun.
I never make it through on the main games in general, so that's the main reason I really want to do the Emerald randomizer that I've seen pop up.
Mm-hmm.
That just seems like it would be really, really interesting. Yeah. Also, how cool of a name is Ghost Story Studios?
How was that not taken?
I don't know.
That's the other thing.
Do you think he was just like, he's bouncing ideas against the walls, like, oh, that'd be cool. Well, there's no way it's available.
What the heck? Well, not available anymore, suckers.
Dibs.
Mine.
All right, so moving past that, so we got some more Switch news.
Is it good?
Is it ever?
Wow, dang.
If you ask the Nintendo Switch subreddit, this thing is like, it's the Philosopher's Stone.
God, yeah.
They're
a strange cult in the Nintendo Switch subreddit.
The Kool-Aid flows freely.
Yeah, it really does.
At the Nintendo Switch subreddit.
Come along, you belong, feel the fizz, cuckoo cola.
It's bad. It's bad in the Nintendo. Like, even the Nintendo subreddit to an extent is like, they've also got a little bit of that Kool-Aid. Like,
mm-hmm. But there's usually at least one voice of reason.
Yeah, there's usually, like, it's not usually heavily downvoted, but it's mm-hmm. kind of in the middle of the comments that you find of somebody like, really? This sounds really stupid. And a lot of people are like, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. Shut up. Let us live our dream.
I know my child knows nothing about like the Switch and stuff, right? So I made him a board the other day on like one of those dry erase boards with the calendar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, if you do these like five things like every day, no fussing and stuff, like going to bed, focusing at Taekwondo and crap, I was like, we'll get the new Nintendo Switch. Like, if you hit all that, that'll be your big present. He's like, no, I just want Pokemon cards. I'm like,
yes!
Have you, like... Do you know how long he has begged for a Wii U? And that's why I was like, I'll get you the Switch. 6 years old. Maybe some of the YouTube funny stuff he watches was like, don't get the Switch in the background. I don't know, but he straight up didn't hesitate. Was like, no, can I just have a bunch of Pokemon cards?
Go, Mike.
That's awesome.
Yes. And then I'm like, oh my God, saving money. Because I'll just buy him one of those 30 packs with the giant EX card. That's like saving 100 and some bucks.
More than that.
Right? He wants that Snorlax pack.
Yeah, probably. Because he has Mewtwo and an Electabuzz that are ginormous. But even kids don't want the Switch, apparently.
It's bad. I don't know if we talked about it last week, but they announced like John Cena is being brought in to help market it in America.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll help.
It absolutely will.
Yeah, because, I mean, especially, like, that age. Kids. Yeah, that age group that mm-hmm. they're trying to target, mm-hmm. like, they eat up everything John Cena sells.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
They have, you know, $200 worth of merch just, like, anytime you cut to, like, the little kids, like, 2-3 children, T-shirt, hat, armbands,
the works,
everything.
And it's not like that he was given those for this event. No, he had them.
Yeah.
Like, this kid had them ready to go because he was beating John Cena.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was a kid, I'd probably want the Switch because I always wanted the Nintendo stuff. Yeah. Not anything with John Cena.
It's not that I don't want it. It's just I can't. There's no chance of me getting one early. No. Like, until some of these actual features start popping up that they say we're going to get and should just be included in a console in 2017.
For example, the virtual console.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is not going to be available at launch.
That's so dumb.
That's the whole thing. Everything, every bit of news we get about what's going to be available at launch for the system screams we weren't ready.
Nope.
Everything about it, like it just screams we should have pushed this back to July.
I don't understand why they were so pumped to get it out in March.
Because they said they were going time. To.
But, and that's what I mean. Like, why would you advertise that if you weren't 100%
sure? Because they wanted to do their
system
release at a different time than the other ones. Wasn't that the big
thing? Well, they also want to get them in tax season so people can pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, the timing makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. If you aren't ready,
don't release it yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, everything that we've seen so far, like, we're not going to have Netflix or Hulu at launch. We're not going to have a virtual console at launch. Mm-hmm. Like, all these things are things that they said are coming.
And don't you have yours pre-ordered, too?
Yes, I do.
Is it still staying pre-ordered?
Yes, it is.
And I get the argument that, like, okay, the Switch, like, Netflix or Hulu on the Switch isn't necessary because at this point everybody has a smart TV, Chromecast, a console, or a real console that actually already has them. Like,
laptop.
I get that. The virtual console, unless you are breaking news that we have found a way to sync your Wii U and 3DS library to it, then, like, okay, that will get a pass. But if it's just, okay, here's your new online, and the online won't necessarily be ready, or their new
it
format
should mostly
be
ready.
The paid format that we don't even have.
Yeah, the paid format is not ready.
That we don't have a name for yet. It's just,
oh man, I'm gonna just dive right in. It sounds great.
Yeah, like I said, everything about this, like,
but Snipperclips is gonna be day one now.
Yes, they did move that forward. And Snipperclips actually does look really fun, all joking aside.
Yeah.
Like, I actually kind of like that game.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fun, but
I'm not going to buy it.
That's not a console seller.
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, that Wii U Party Pack game is a seller.
Oh, the 1-2 Switch?
Yeah. The one where you can shave your beard and stuff.
No.
Answer the phone simulator.
Please, we're going to. We don't have enough time for this.
Ace is just so great. I wanted to see.
They're also going to introduce. We talked a while ago how there will be decreased performance when you take it out of the dock, like if you take it into the mobile mode. So they have actually introduced a performance mode for the Switch. So whenever you're on the go, like, you can actually play it with the same quality that you would play it at home, like, docked.
Which you would think you would have to, because all of the technology is in the actual Switch.
The only thing
taking it out of the dock should not impact the graphics.
They do it because it extends the battery life.
Right.
Because we have had a benchmark now. Breath of the Wild on the performance boost mode, the battery lasts from full charge to completely dead 2 hours and 28 minutes.
No.
So remember, a couple weeks ago, months ago, whatever it was, when they said, "Oh, your average gameplay time, without a charge cable, is going to range from 2.5 to 6 hours," and I said 2.5 was going to be that's dev time, that's generous, 2:28.
Yep, and that's
I told you so. Banner unfurling button isn't working.
Again, this is on the performance mode though.
Yeah.
On regular, like the regular mobile mode, I'm sure it's because I think they said it's a 30% hike in quality from the regular mode to the performance mode.
I'm sure that'll be more, but.
So if you play it in regular, then we should be able to get at least 3.5-4 hours out of it.
And I'm sure it'll still look fine.
Yeah.
But.
But yeah, like, no,
you you get people like Shannon who want to play on optimum settings.
I'm going
to
when you know it's there.
Or Jesse.
He's going to want to play on optimum settings, too. It's going to happen. I'm just going to have a charge cable with me. Yay.
Yeah, we're just playing at home.
TV. Yeah. Because I don't imagine I'll be out on the go with this thing that often. We'll see how it goes. Also, Breath of the Wild, at least one bright side, has been getting just perfect reviews everywhere. And granted, Nintendo has been known for paying for reviews. So, I don't know. I'm getting it. I haven't completely decided if I'm actually going to keep it for myself yet or if I'm just going to sell it to one of my friends that actually do want a Switch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see. But if I get it and I play it, I'll let you guys know next week how Breath of the Wild is. because if I keep my Switch, I'm getting Breath of the Wild.
So you could also just let your friends know how, or let everyone know how it is if you just bought it on the Wii U. Because it's also coming out on the Wii U.
But later.
Oh, is it not the same release date?
I don't think so.
Oh, Nintendo.
I could be wrong, but I think it is later.
That, I'll keep going because I'll look it up.
All right, you go ahead. Also, for other video game news, Target leaked a Shadows of Mordor sequel, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yes.
Yeah, Shadow of War. Shadow of War.
Yep. Oh.
And Shadows of Mordor was a really, really fun open world Lord of the Rings hack and slash game. If you guys haven't checked that out, I recommend it. It's a lot of fun.
It was one of the first games I've got a platinum trophy on. Yep. Because I didn't want to stop playing that. It was so much fun.
The ending is not great, but the road there is awesome.
Because you're in it, you have a game that is solely based on upgrading your skills, upgrading new abilities, improving your combat, just getting better at the game. And you just feel like this great sense of progression as you go. And the final boss is a QuickTime event.
Yeah.
I was here when I beat it with, I think you were here, Steven, Krista, a couple people. And I just like, no.
No, please.
Where's the ending? Like, where's the last boss? Like,
that was just to set it up. He's gonna come out like Bane style from Arkham, right? Like, this is gonna,
right? Yeah,
or Joker rather.
Like halfway through the credits, like all of a sudden he just steps through again. Like, all right, yeah. Also, Breath of the Wild is coming out same day, March 3rd, on Wii U and Switch.
Okay.
So, because I was like, no, you cannot delay a game for a year. And then have people wait longer.
Because I remember that like whole thing going around where they like it was going to be canceled on Wii U.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought it was delayed, because I thought that's what that had gotten turned into.
Yeah.
So either way, okay, cool. Well, you can get it the same day. Yeah, I could get it on my Wii U because I do have one of those, but with the Switch.
That Switch though.
New shiny.
It's fine.
New shiny. So we'll see how it goes. Either way, the last thing I want to talk about, like, video game-wise, a game released this last week, new PS4 exclusive, Horizon Zero Dawn. And I wanted to talk about this just because it looks so good.
Like, yeah, I'll be picking it up soon. I'm still playing Neo. I'm still on the first level of Neo. But that game's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, especially if you're a fan of the Souls series and Ninja Gaiden...
I'm a fan of Ninja Gaiden, though.
Then, yeah, definitely check out Neo. Horizon Zero Dawn, I highly recommend people check out new IPs when they're good. Mm-hmm. Because one of the big problems in the gaming industry these days, and you can see it if you look at any video game shelf, sequels, as far as the eye can see. And the problem is, nobody these days is willing to drop the coin on a new IP. Everybody just sticks with what's trusted. They grab their Call of Duty, they grab their Madden, they grab Fallout 4, which, I mean, I'm not saying any of these games are inherently bad.
Right. It's just, or licensed games, based on other properties.
Yes. I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying these games are bad, but I am saying when a new IP is good, support it. Because we need more new IPs. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we end up going the direction that Microsoft has been for the last few years with, like, this doesn't look up to par with our big licensed exclusives, so we're just going to cancel it.
Right.
And we don't want that. We don't want the gaming community to get stale and bad. Indie games have done a lot to kind of improve and fix that. Mm-hmm. There's been a ton of like great advancements and great stuff come out of the indie game market. But if we want solid new IPs in the AAA format, we're going to have to support it.
Yeah, and the game looks beautiful. Like every trailer and gameplay thing I've seen, it's also getting great reviews.
Everywhere,
it's consistently getting nines, high eights. Also, the lead character Aloy is voiced by Ashley Birch, who I love from Hey Ash, What You Playing?
There you go.
She was also Tiny Tina in Borderlands.
Yes,
two. It's just such a cool aesthetic. Just giant robot dinosaurs that you hunt with a bow and arrow.
Yep. Like, yeah,
Right.
If that doesn't sound awesome to you, I don't, like, check your pulse.
something might be wrong. And it's big. Where it's have open you been? World. And one of the things that I've seen about this that's so exciting, like, there are a lot of games these days that offer a sandbox style. Mm-hmm. And they say, like, you know, if you can see it, you can go there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. One of the things that I've heard about Horizon Zero Dawn that really makes me excited about it is less that, because if you can see it, you can go there. Mm-hmm. The game makes you want to go there.
Yeah.
Because there actually could be, like, something there. Like, there could be a new outpost for you to mess with. There could be, like, all sorts of stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of go and explore in this huge open world, awesome environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, if the gameplay looks solid from what I understand. The story is actually really compelling and really fun to play through.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about this game, like, is hitting all the check marks for a solid title that you should pay full value for.
Yeah.
And like I said, we need to be supporting new IPs. Same thing with, like, you know, don't pre-order games because we don't want them basing anything on who will pay for a game before it even comes out.
Right.
Definitely want to buy games, buy these new IPs, support these companies, support good decisions.
Right. And you know, don't just blindly go out and buy it because we want you to. You know, check out some reviews. IGN, GameSpot both have pretty solid video reviews.
Yep.
You can see what the game looks like, get a feel for how it plays.
And obviously, this is the era of YouTube. I'm sure that your favorite Let's Play Let's YouTube players, channel has
and
picked
also,
it up.
And I'm gonna tack this on too. Neo as well. Another PS4 exclusive from Team Ninja, new IP. Super pretty game, lots of fun.
Yeah, I watched Asa play it.
It's compelling. It's one of those things where it's very much like I didn't really understand the appeal of those Soul series where it's just, no, you're just getting your butt kicked. Like, that doesn't sound fun to me. And I am, but it always is just, okay, well, how do I figure this out? And it's actually...
Yeah, that new, I love this new genre of fighting games like Neo and Dark Souls and stuff like that where it's not like, because Ninja Gaiden 2... just that bordered on unfair.
That was and it was a little bit button mashy too. And if you go in button mashy on this, it punishes you, which is not great for me, but I'm learning, I'm adapting.
Because it's one of those things with, and from what I've seen, Horizon Zero Dawn combat system's a little bit like this too. You want to get yourself into smart situations, and there's a way to beat everything that you find.
Yeah.
You just have to figure it out.
The game will not put you in a unbeatable place. You may put yourself there.
Because you've done something.
Yeah, but there is a way that you can...
And if you're dying over and over again the same way...
Hey, stop doing it!
Definition of insanity.
Yeah, you just need to try something new.
Yep.
Unlike Ninja Gaiden 2. There's only one way to beat someone.
Yep.
You just had to do it exactly correctly.
Yeah, those games make you so mad.
Yes, they do.
They were so much fun.
They were.
They were so pretty.
I bought the Xbox 360 off of Steven, and it came with the Ninja Gaiden game, and I was just like... Traded that in right away, Steven. I'm sorry, but that pissed me off right off the bat. I was like, I couldn't get past the first level. I was like, yeah, thanks, though.
Appreciate it.
I kept the cool skin on the 360.
Because Ninja Gaiden Black for the original Xbox was super fun. It was a lot. It was fair. Like, it was fun and it was satisfying. Ninja Gaiden 2, I remember playing that game. And every time that I would get out of a situation that was bothering me, I would just, like, I wouldn't be satisfied. I wouldn't be happy. I would just be angrily moving on to the next step because it's like, I can't believe they gave dogs exploding shurikens. That is
but they
thing.
Did.
They did.
Yeah.
They throw them at you. And when you blow up, you fly up in the air and you land. Mm-hmm. And then if they can throw another one on you while you're on the ground. So as soon as you stand up, you blow up again, you fly up in the air and you land on your back. Oh, that's so much fun.
Jesse tensing up. I can see it from here.
I'm ready to flip a table. just
not this one. Not with the equipment on it, please.
I'm resisting.
Okay.
It's fine. It's probably fine.
But Jesse, the Switch. Oh, wait, that's not helping. Nope. Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
It looks so pretty.
It does look so pretty. I do want to play it.
I saw a couple videos of people like setting the traps, too, because there's like there's hunting available. Like, you... hunt the monster. I don't know. I just...
Yeah, you can hunt like giant monsters, like dinosaurs and stuff.
I'm excited to play it. I'm just like realizing like I have no time. I need more time.
That,
it's
that,
not
that
fair.
That darn adulting.
I'm pretty sure you said sleep is for the weak.
I did.
So don't sleep.
But he has all that other stuff going on when he's not sleeping.
All those Netflix shows.
I already only sleep 5 hours a night.
Yeah.
Like
that's not by choice on my end. I keep waking up like stupid early for no reason.
I've
started doing that. Like, I'm waking up, and now I'm like, okay, no, just don't go back to sleep because it's going to be way worse.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's really hard to talk myself into that, though.
Yeah. Oh, I don't do it. I tell myself that.
I mean, you guys, any of you can come wake my child up for school in the morning, and I'll gladly sleep. That's fine.
No.
Like, if there was a reason behind my waking up at, like, 5:30 in the morning for no reason, I would take care of it, but...
Yeah, just and honestly, like, the real bummer part of me waking up so early is that I can't go to sleep early. Like,
yep, right? Exactly. Yeah, no. The, oh, look, it's 2. I should go to bed. Oh, look, it's 5. I sort of slept.
Mm-hmm. I never fall asleep before midnight.
No, I can't.
Ever. I've tried.
Days
can't.
Off have become nap days.
Yep. Friday night I tried because we had D&D in the morning and then CCW yeah. last night. And I was like,
you had a long day yesterday.
This is going to be a long day. I'm going to need to sleep as much as I can. Nope. Oh, hi, 2 o'clock.
Yep.
Yep, that's the way it goes. All right, so on that, we're going to have to go ahead and close it out. Just the plugs real quick. If you need some more nerdy goodness, check out our friends Josh and Alan at Press Start to join. You can find their podcast and all their social media links at www.ps2jshow.com. And you can find all their Let's Plays, their unboxings, all their YouTube videos. A lot of great content out there. YouTube.com/PS2JShow. Also, once you're done here, if you want to help support the show, if you want to spread the word of our greatness, because assuming you're still listening, you like us a lot, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Give us a like, share our stuff. We'd be just, the amount of appreciation would be unending. If you want to go further, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985. We have donation brackets set up there. Any amount of money you give us, your name will be on our website permanently for as long as we exist and as long as that website exists. You can give more for advertisements. It's all there. Also, if you want to pick up some PZ85 merch, you can head to redbubble.com. Do a keyword, Podzilla1985. You can find a lot of stuff made by our own Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
She's an immensely talented person. There's a lot of cool stuff on there.
There is.
All right. Now then, we'll see you guys. Ace will be back on Tuesday with Mr. 100 and the 5-Star Man.
Possibly.
Possibly.
We maybe do it. So because I have to close Tuesday night, we may be doing a special Tanner coming in for kind of the politics show that we talked about this past Tuesday. Given his perspective as a lifelong Republican voter who is now finding himself ostracized from his friends and family because he's questioning some of Donald Trump's decisions and policies. So Shannon wanted to give him a platform on that. I don't know if that's actually happening on Tuesday. I just thought that might be, because I told them I would gladly give up my seat to let Tanner
there you go.
Give that story. So that may be happening. We will for sure be there for Wednesday night. Huge episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We had CCW last night. We have Stride and Fastlane this coming weekend. So
there you go. So if you guys are into politics, make sure you check out that Tuesday show. If it's happening, you can find us on Facebook, and you'll know for sure that way. Because we'll definitely be making an announcement.
We'll keep it updated.
And then if you're a wrestling fan, definitely check out Wednesday. Lindsay and I will see you on Thursday, and then we'll all be back here on Sunday for another episode of Nerd Up. For now, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. We love you all. And thank you, Mandy, Asa, and Lindsay, for joining me. See you guys later.